said he'd almost be here. You'd think if... Oh, well, there he is. Hi, come in, come in. And why don't you please take a seat right over there? What do you mean, why am I all dressed up? Well, I'm going to be giving you a little presentation, and I wanted to be dressed appropriately. Yes, I said presentation. I have somewhat of a proposal to make. The movie? Oh no, we're not going to be watching a movie tonight. At least, I really don't think we are. It all depends on how the presentation goes, if I'm honest. PowerPoint? What am I, a banker? No, it's Google Slides. Now, will you please sit down already? There will be time for questions later. Okay, comfy? Good. And here we go. Oh, crap. The remote's not working. Oh, duh. I have to actually plug in the USB to the receiver. There we go. All right, now we're ready. I've asked you here today because I have a proposal, like I said already. You and I, we should be fucking. Now, it's said... Please, sir, as I said before, there will be a section for questions later. Now, where was I? Right. Now, it's said that it's good to start off a presentation with a joke or a fun fact. So, here's a fun fact for you. I am a slut in theory, but a virgin in practice. I love watching porn, and I love getting myself off. I think about sex way too much, and I have several sex toys in my collection, such as that dildo I accidentally left suctioned to the shower wall when you came over a few weeks ago. That sure did get you blushing, didn't it? You never said anything, but I was so sure that you saw it. When I realized it was there later that day, I almost died from embarrassment. I'm sorry about that. I swear I left it there unintentionally. Anyway, as I was saying, I've gotten myself off hundreds of times by various mechanisms, but to this point, none of them have involved an actual human person. I am offering you the chance to change that. So that... Sir... There will be time for questions later. Please. Now I'm lost again. Right. So that brings me to my proposal. If you agree to my proposal, then... Not yet, sir. You have to hear the whole proposal. You can't just go agreeing to something all willy-nilly before you've heard them. What if it involves harvesting your kidneys and selling them on the black market, huh? Did you ever think about that? Now, please, let me get through this, or the proposal will be withdrawn. Well, that shut you right up. As I was saying, if you agree to my terms, then immediately following this presentation, you and I will retire to my bedroom. There, we will engage in the following activities. Step one, we will make out like wild fucking banshees. We will play tonsil hockey like we're competing for... I couldn't even think of what it was actually called. That big silver hockey trophy. Stanley Cup. That's it. And during this makeout session, we will do lots of groping of each other's various body parts. And when the time feels right, start to frantically rip off each other's clothes. Note that rip off is figurative in this context. This pantsuit, this was expensive. Anyway, this would also be a good time if you're so inclined to suck on my titties. After a mutually agreed upon time of making out and getting naked, we will proceed to the second step. Step two. I'm going to suck your cock. While I have never done this before to an actual human penis, I have plenty of practice on my sex toys. My plan is to start slow and teasing, but I do reserve the right to go apeshit on your cock if I'm too worked up, which I probably will be. I am willing to also fondle and suck on your balls if that is something you would like, but I am not willing to provide any oral or digital stimulation of your ass, yet. If this goes well, then we can see what the future holds. Now, a quick aside on deep throating. As I mentioned, I have practiced giving blowjobs on various dildos, and that includes trying to fit some kind of big ones down my throat with varying degrees of success. You see what I did there? Success. Anyway, I don't know how big you are, though, judging by that bulge in your pants that you're trying to hide and how uncomfortable it looks, I'd say you're packing some serious meat down there. I'm willing to try to deep throat you, but I ask that you please not to try, like, force my head down or anything. I do, however, promise that I will do my best for you. While it's said that it's better to give than to receive, I am eager to do both. So, step three of the proposal is you go down on me. I assure you that I will be very wet and ready for your tongue. In fact, I assure you that I'm already very wet and ready for you. In general, you are allowed to perform this act as you see fit, but I recommend starting with some light teases and thigh kisses before slowly working your way up to my pussy and eventually my clitoris. I think you'll find this the most effective method for, you know, reaching your goal. But again, it's ultimately up to you. If analingus is a thing you're into, then I am open to you licking my butthole. Sorry, my anus, but nothing is to be inserted. Again, not yet, at least. Then, of course, we move on to the penultimate step. The actual fucking. I humbly request that we begin with the tried and true missionary position for the initial penetration, I guess. I think this will be a nice starting point. If mutually agreed upon, we can also try one or two other positions, including but not limited to doggy style or woman on top, colloquially known as cowgirl. Or we can try reverse cowgirl. And then there's that position where I'm like sitting in your lap, only you're inside of me and we're fucking. I should also point out here that there will be no power dynamics at play. No sub or dom shit. Just equal footing fucking for fun. Hey, alliteration. Anyway, no power dynamics and for God's sake, no mommy or daddy stuff. Although, once again, that comes with a yet. I'm pretty open-minded and I've probably watched all that kind of porn. Anyway, next slide. It is hoped and expected that this will all end with us both coming our brains out. I am on birth control, so there's no risk of an unintended pregnancy. And more importantly, no need for a condom. But I would like it if you could come on my belly so I can watch it all spurt out all over me, because that sounds hot as fuck. If there are future sessions, I'm more than willing to let you come in my pussy or my mouth as well. Maybe even some other orifices if the mood hits. It's also important to note that on rare occasions, I do squirt. But please don't expect it. But also don't be surprised if my pussy is suddenly gushing like a gusher, I guess. And then step five is post-fucking cuddle. And it is mandatory. There's really not much more to say about that. Next slide. And we're almost done, buddy. Just two more slides. Keep it in your pants, at least for a few more minutes, okay? All right, so this is what I look like naked. You okay? You choked on your water there. Sorry about that. Anyway, as you can see, I'm pretty fucking cute. But I'm not built like the Venus de Milo or anything. Look, none of my parts are perfect, but I think they're pretty fucking good. However, it's important that you have all the info so that you can at least make an informed decision. I'd hate to get undressed and just get a meh reaction from you. Oh, and a quick side note here. Currently, as shown in the picture, my pussy is completely shaved and bald, though I do sometimes like having a little, I don't know, little track. Okay, here is another picture of me, this time from the back. There's not a lot of new information here. I just think my butt looks pretty good in this shot. And, okay, last slide. As with any important proposal, I have done an SWOT analysis so that it can be properly evaluated. S is for strengths. The major strength of this plan is that we get to fuck and make each other come. There is also the potential, and indeed the hope on my end, that this could, I don't know, become more of a relationship instead of just two friends fucking thing. We'd make the cutest fucking couple ever. W is for weaknesses. There are several weaknesses that I have identified. For instance, it is possible, though unlikely, that one or both of us will have regrets. Once we fuck, we can never unfuck. My argument to counter this is that if we do this right, there will be no regrets. And if we do become a couple, and again, I hope we do, we might be too cute, and our friend group will grow to loathe us and won't invite us over to game nights, and then we won't have friends anymore, and it'll just be the two of us. The upside, though, is that if it does happen, we'll have more time to fuck. And lastly, for this category, and most serious, becoming a couple. I don't know if I mentioned this, but I hope that happens. Becoming a couple officially takes me off the market for Keanu Reeves, and it takes you off for the market for, I don't know, Emma Watson? Is she still at the top of your celebrity lust list? We can work around this by granting each other a celebrity quote-unquote hall pass, which I am open to. And O is for opportunities. The opportunities are boundless. There are opportunities for a variety of things like more sex, rough sex, gentle sex, sneaky sex, quickies, slowies, etc., etc., yada, yada, yada. There is also the opportunity for my favorite, a relationship, which, now that I think about it, is something that I'd totally be into. And T is for threats. There is one major threat that I have identified. What if, and this is purely hypothetical, what if one of us accidentally, like, farts while we're having sex? That could derail everything. However, it's a risk I'm willing to take, and I hope you are too. Okay, that's the presentation. Thank you for listening. Now, are there any questions? Why you? Well, if I'm being honest, I sent the proposal to Keanu Reeves, and he has yet to get back to me, so I've unfortunately had to disqualify him. You are almost as perfect as he is. Plus, you're sweet and funny, and I like being silly with you. There is no one else I'd rather be around. I'm fucking enamored with you. So, I ask you, who else would it be? Any other questions? Oh, excellent question. No, I will not be harvesting your kidneys. At least, not without your permission. I promise. Anything else? Is that it? Are you sure? You had so many questions earlier. And what are you doing? Sir, were you even paying attention? Step one clearly started with retiring to my bedroom. Not kissing here. But I take it that you accept my proposal? Okay, good. I'm about to soak through my pantsuit. I'm so fucking wet. Can we please get into the fucking bedroom now? Come on. Now sit on the bed. I want to straddle you while we make out so I can grind against you. This shirt off of you. Huh? Oh, mine too. Well, fair is fair. Oh, yes. God, yes, kiss my neck while you squeeze onto my boobs. Here, you can unhook my bra if you want. Having trouble? No, it's not locked. There. That's better. Yeah. You like them? Well, thanks. I grew them myself. Now, back to the kissing while I mush up against your chest. Oh. Exploring my body. Oh, wait. Here, let me unbutton my pants for you. There. Now you can get your hands down the back of my pants without a struggle. Against it. Okay, get your pants off now. Of course, I'm taking mine off too. I'm gonna leave on my panties though. I wanna keep grinding, but I don't want it to slip in just yet. Yeah. Actually, why don't you leave your boxers on? No. Sit back down and let me get back to grinding my drenched, soaked panties against your cock. No, what are you? Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Suck on my nipples. Oh, nice. Do you like it, baby? Are you enjoying sucking on my titties while I grind against your cock? Oh, yes. Yes, I fucking love it. Sometimes when I'm playing with my nipples, I'll pinch them a little bit. Go on, give it a try. Ooh, harder. A little more. Oh, there. That's about my tolerance. Twist them a little too. Oh, fuck, I love that. Yeah, I guess it does kind of hurt a little bit, but it hurts so fucking good, baby. Oh, hang on. Here, let me turn around. I want to grind my ass against you. I want to give you a little lap dance while you play with my titties. Oh, come on. Okay. Here, let me move my hair for you. Oh, fuck yes. Just like that. Oh. Oh. God, your hard cock against my ass feels so fucking amazing. Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, I'm glad you like it too. Oh, here. Here, put your hand on my panties. I want you to feel how wet I am for you. You see what you do to me? I'm like that all the fucking time when I'm around you. Finally happening. Here, give me your fingers. Oh, fuck, I taste good. Stick them back in my panties and have a taste for yourself. Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Put me down. No, that's step three. Step two is sucking your cock. What do you mean we're skipping step two for a second? Fuck. Yes, okay. Yes, I guess we can switch up the order. Oh, against my panties. Oh, it's a nice tease. You kissing and nipping me through them. Huh? I smell good. Thanks. Oh, God. I don't know what to say to that. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, but I want you to feel your tongue on me. Here. Let me take off my undies. Or just pull them to the side. Oh, fuck, that works too. Okay. This feels really fucking nice. I expected it to, but it's really fucking good. Yes, tongue fuck me. Could please just take my panties off. I want you to have full access without having to keep moving them out of the way. No, yes. No. Oh, push my thighs back. Spread me wide open for you and eat this pretty pussy. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, fuck. You just ran your tongue straight up and down from my pussy to my ass, huh? Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. I guess you do like eating ass, don't you? What? It's the first time for you. Well, oh, you're doing a good fucking job with it. Yes. That feels so fucking good. The way you're rimming my ass. Good, but can you stick a finger in my pussy? Oh, yes. Yes, good boy. Yeah. Now put your palm up. Yes, oh, yes, just like that. Oh, rub your palm onto my clit and curl your finger a little. Now go a little deeper. Oh, a little more. Fuck, yes, right there. That's it, that's the spot. Yeah, my G-spot. Fuck, that's such a good fucking spot. Oh, please. Can you lick my clit while you start massaging my G-spot? Yeah. That's perfect. Oh, God. Oh, this is gonna make me come in no time. Keep doing that. Keep doing just that. Oh, move your finger in and out a little bit, keeping it curled like that. Just that. Yeah. Oh, God, that's gonna make me come. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Yeah, just like that. Don't stop. Please. Please. Oh my God. Goodness, I'm coming. Yes, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Okay, it's too much. No, too much, too much. No. G-spot. Here, there's a towel right there. Oh, no. Don't wipe off that messy face, though. Not until I get a chance to kiss you. Oh. I really did make one hell of a mess on your face, too. Come here. Tastes good though. Speaking of things that taste good, it's time to get back to step two and get that cock in my mouth. So, time to get these boxers off. Oh, look at that beautiful thing. So hard for me already. I just want to lay here between your legs and play with it for a while. Oh, you made it twitch. Oh, I like that. Now let me wrap my hand around it. Oh, it's so hard and warm and, and soft. Your skin is really nice. Oh. Look at it. You're already leaking a little pre-cum for me. Let's see if I can coax out a little more by sucking on your balls while they stroke you. Is that okay? Oh, that's working, isn't it? I can feel your cock throbbing in my hand. Look at all that tasty. some for me? Let me just give it a little lick. Fuck, that's so yummy. But it's hard to get it all. Just the tip of my tongue, so I guess I'll have to give the head a little. Suck. Oh, I liked that moan. Moan some more for me. I really like sucking your dick, baby. Am I doing okay? Anything you want me to do differently? Oh. You want me to look up at you so you can see my pretty little eyes while my mouth is filled and wrapped around your cock? I can do that. I'm gonna try to go a little deeper, okay? Oh, fuck, I love sucking your cock. I could do this all fucking day. Huh? Oh, yeah. Good point. I don't exactly want you to come yet. Well, I mean, I do want you to come, but I want you to finally fuck me. Okay. Are you ready? Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready. Very, very ready. Oh, you fucking tease. No, it feels fucking amazing having your shaft slide up and down my slit like that. I'm so wet for you, and you're gliding so easily. But please, I need to feel you inside of me. Look, please. Stop teasing my clit with the head of your cock and put it fucking inside of me. Good. Okay, seriously, if you don't stick your cock in me right fucking now, I think I'm gonna murder you. Fuck. Thank you. Good, now come down here and kiss me while you fuck me. With my breasts. Yes, I love feeling your cock moving in and out of me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna grip onto your ass. Oh, grip onto your ass so I can pull you deeper inside of me. Oh god. Fuck, you feel so fucking good thrusting in and out of me. Yes. close, baby. Yeah, yeah, you're getting close. Oh, and pull out and come up here so you can come on my titties for me. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yeah. How do you like me stroking you like that? Oh my god. You're gonna give all of that cum to my titties, yeah? I want it. I want it all over my breasts. I want it displayed and splattered all over my nipples. I fucking deserve it. Come for me. Fucking come for me, baby. That's it. That's it. That's fucking it. Keep coming. Keep coming. Give it all to me. Muck. Holy fuck. Fuck, I wasn't expecting that fucking much. Yeah. Yeah, that first shot hit me in the face. No. No, I do not mind. Here. Let me take my finger. Don't apologize. I was aiming the best I could. If it's anyone's fault, it's mine. I just wasn't expecting such a velocity. It shot out like a rocket. It's tasty, too. Come here. Lay here right next to me while we catch our breaths. No, no, come here. Put your head here on my shoulder. And of course, your hand goes straight to my boob. You're such a guy. Okay, fine. I'll give it to you. You're right. Tits are amazing. Fair enough. Oh, my God. That was so fun. Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, too. You think we could do that again maybe 20 or 30 times today? Or... Okay. Fair. But maybe at least a few more times. Yeah. Huh? Favorite part? Well, honestly, I didn't think I'd like having my ass licked. But, that felt pretty fucking good. So I guess that was probably the biggest surprise. But, out of it all, I don't think I could choose a favorite. The dry humping while making out was awesome. Getting fingered and eaten out was awesome. Sucking your dick was very awesome. And then just being fucked while kissing you. Yeah. I think that was my favorite. My pussy making you feel good. Your cock making me feel good. Our lips and hands enhancing everything was absolutely perfect. Hey, do you maybe want to spend the night tonight? I kind of want to have first thing in the morning sex tomorrow. I'll make you breakfast, too. Yeah. I know it's not even noon yet, but I already know that we're going to spend all day fucking. And if things go as planned, you're not going to be able to move anyway. So you might as well spend the night. And if you're going to spend the night, then we might as well have pre-breakfast morning sex, too. Oh, come on, like I didn't warn you. I told you that I'm a slut in theory. I guess it's time to be a slut in practice, too. Oh, yes. Definitely just your slut. Well, you and Keanu Reeves. But that's it.